I think for most people in federal agencies, the thing that intrigued them the most was an opportunity that OPM was providing for them to have access to a list of people with disabilities that are qualified to do the jobs that the Chief Human Capital Officer Council has identified as the ones that they see the most need for. OPM is actually contracted with a company called Bender Consulting. And this is a firm that has been doing a search firm for people with disabilities to help them find jobs. And they've been doing it for about 15 years, mostly in the private sector, all over the states as well as Canada. And they've worked with a couple of federal agencies. So we talked to a lot of their private clients as well as the federal ones and learned that they have just a stellar reputation in finding people with disabilities who are qualified to do the jobs and making sure that these folks are ready to go right from the start. And so that means that they not only send their clients great applicants to interview, but that the retention rate for the folks that they send is something remarkable. And that's what all of their clients told us. So OPM contracted with them in collaboration with the Chief Human Capital Officer Council to provide agencies a list each month of 50 people who have disabilities and who are qualified to do various jobs. And they're the jobs that the Chief Human Capital Officer Council has identified as having the greatest need. And they are folks that mostly entry-level positions in HR, IT, contact specialists, customer service rep, that type of job, and contract specialists, and budget accountant type positions as well. And then administrative assistants, secretaries, miscellaneous clerk, those types of jobs. So those were identified as the ones that everyone thought would be good to have people that are qualified to do. So this is, I think they're in the third month of the contract. There's 150 names at this point. And the agencies, anyone at the agencies can get this contact list and then, you know, look and see the background of the person generally and then decide if they want to request that resume or not. Right now, DOJ is interviewing a number of people and has already hired two off the list. And there may be others as well, but I heard about those the other day. So it's a drop in the bucket of what we need to do over the 5 years, but it will give them an opportunity to find people more easily and more readily. And maybe, I'm hoping, give them the impetus to then reach out to a variety of other resources that we're telling them about as ways to find, recruit and find people with disabilities.
The idea of the Schedule A hiring authority. Now, you said that they could look at those list of 50 names each month, 150 right now, say, okay, well, this I need someone who can do IT. This person seems qualified. I can reach out to them, look at their resume. I can bring them in for an interview or do a phone interview wherever they're located. And if they say, okay, this is it, I want to hire this person, is that when the Schedule A hiring authority kicks in?
Yeah, and actually, these people will all be Schedule A eligible. So the agency will then, once they've interviewed them and decided that, yes, this is a person they want to hire, then they'll request their Schedule A documentation.
And they request it from OPM or from the agency and it gets sent to OPM?
No, actually it will be, they'll get that directly from the people themselves.
And then what's the process? They submit it to OPM saying this is a person I want to hire under this authority, or can they just, once they get that?
No, they have the authority to go ahead and hire someone under Schedule A. That's the beauty of Schedule A. So they just have to get the information from the individual that documents their eligibility to be hired under Schedule A, and that's it. Now, the Bender Consulting is also, at the same time that they're vetting people, they're actually ensuring that they're eligible for Schedule A as well.